SBS हिंदी।
मित्रों, आपको जानकर खुशी होगी कि भारतीय ऑस्ट्रेलियाई फिजी मूल की शिरिन मॉरिस को लेबर पार्टी की तरफ से डीकिन की सीट के लिए फेडरल चुनाव के लिए घोषित किया गया है। तो आइए उनके साथ बात करते हैं, शिरिन मॉरिस के साथ, लेकिन बातचीत हमारी अंग्रेजी में होगी। सो Shirin Morris, who has been endorsed for the federal seat of Deakin, and Shirin is of Fijian Indian origin. So welcome to the Hindi program, Shirin.
Namaste, Kamod.
Namaste. बहुत खुशी हुई कि आप Deakin से election लड़ रही हैं.
It's very exciting. It's a very exciting time, and I'm really looking forward to getting stuck into this campaign. And I've already been out at train stations and shopping centres, so I look forward to it.
You're a candidate for Labour, for Deakin. So tell me about your background. Our listeners would love to know where your parents or you came from.
So my dad is Gujarati. He was born in India, and he migrated via Fiji to Melbourne, Australia, to go to university and study medicine. And my mum is South Indian, but Fijian Indian. So her family has been in Fiji for many generations. And she also migrated to Australia, Melbourne. They both studied medicine at Monash University, where they met each other. And after hassling mum for a long time, they fell in love and got married. And I was born in Melbourne. So I grew up in Australia, and have enjoyed all the amazing privileges and opportunities that Australia brings.
Yeah, you know how it is mostly with families who are of Indian origin. If both parents are doctors, the children automatically or inadvertently go for medicine. But you went into law, and I believe you did a bit of singing as well.
When I was growing up, everybody used to ask me, are you going to become a doctor like your mum and dad? And I think that actually that probably had the opposite influence.
Right.
And so I studied arts and English major at Melbourne University. I went off and became an actor and a singer. And yeah, I performed in musicals, and I did Shakespeare in the Botanic Gardens, and I sang in bands, and I was writing songs. That's all through my 20s. And then I studied law when I was about 28, and I did this internship up to Cape York Institute, an Indigenous organisation led by the Indigenous leader Noel Pearson. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that really changed my life, because I grew up with a huge awareness, I think, of inequality. Mm-hmm. And being from a non-white background, and the fact that I think my parents came from very poor backgrounds, you know, the only way they could achieve what they achieved was by scholarship support. And learning about the plight of Indigenous people in Australia, I think, is what got me to be politically engaged and interested in justice.
That's a great cause to stand by, for justice and inclusiveness. So tell me, what's your vision for an inclusive and multicultural, just Australian society?
Well, in my work at Cape York Institute, we have really been inspired by this idea that Australia is the sum of three stories. You know, there are three stories to our national history. Mm-hmm. There is our ancient Indigenous heritage, which is written into the land and the seascapes, and which actually is the inheritance of all Australians when you think about it. Sure. Whether you're a white Australian or an Indian Australian or a Chinese Australian, mm-hmm. that we should all be proud of that ancient heritage. And then, of course, we've all benefited from our British inheritance, mm-hmm. the inheritance of democracy and the rule of law and our institutions. And that is also for the benefit of all of us. And, of course, the third strand of our national story is our multicultural achievement, which is, I suppose, the story in which my family came here.
Absolutely.
And the fact that in a city like Melbourne, we've got such amazing multiculturalism.
That's true. I think Australia is one country where multiculturalism is a thriving reality. And I'm sure people like you, if elected, you'll make a further difference to it and bring more of equality to this society. So you also authored some books, haven't you?
Yeah, I've published three books. The first two were about Indigenous constitutional recognition. One was called A Rightful Place and the other one was called The Forgotten People. And both of those were essay collections. But my latest book is called Radical Heart. Mm-hmm. That's the first book I've authored just by myself. And it tells my family's story, but also the political and policy journey that myself and Noel Pearson went on for the last 7-8 years. So the constitutional law work that gave rise to the Uluru Statement from the Heart, where the First Nations, they called for a voice in the Constitution, and all the factors that led to Malcolm Turnbull's rejection of that proposal.
All right. Sounds interesting. I might as well tell my listeners that Shireen otherwise has done a PhD in constitutional law. So
yes,
we wish you all the best for your future, Shireen. And may the best man or best woman win.
Thank you, Kumud.
Pleasure.
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।